Monsoon rains are an annual phenomenon in Pakistan. However, this year the rains have wreaked unprecedented havoc across the length and breadth of Pakistan. The tale is of utter death and destruction. Roads, bridges, homes, buildings and all key infrastructures have been swept away by the raging torrents, affecting over 12 million Pakistanis and killing over 1,600. This figure is expected to rise in the coming 48 hours as rains continue to lash all parts of Pakistan and as the superflood meanders southwards towards the province of Sindh. Only just recovering from the army offensive against the Taliban, the country's northwest remains the hardest hit. The Pakistan army is undertaking the Herculean task of rescuing the stranded and providing immediate food and shelter for the millions rendered homeless. The wall of water passed through Pakistan's heartland, the Punjab, destroying thousands of acres of fertile farmlands and livestock. The superflood is now heading towards the southern province of Sindh, and its full impact will hit over the next 48 hours.
This disaster is far larger in magnitude than the 2005 earthquake. In our initial assessment, over 12 million people have been affected so far, and that figure will rise in the coming days. In addition, over 650,000 houses have been destroyed, and we estimate just the cost of rebuilding houses will be well over $2.5 billion.
International aid agencies warn of a pending humanitarian catastrophe as they scramble to provide basic food, shelter and medicine to the affected. Tens of thousands taking refuge in temporary camps have lost their homes, their entire possessions and their loved ones. Their miseries are deeply ingrained in the anguished faces, struggling to come to terms with the wrath of Mother Nature. Widespread poverty and the degradation of the environment due to the mismanagement of natural resources also help in transforming a natural event into a human and economic disaster. Pakistan has appealed to the international community to help the stricken people in these trying times. However, the immediate challenges ahead, international agencies warn, are to prevent massive starvation and the outbreak of an epidemic of waterborne diseases. For authorities, the immediate priority remains restoring power and communication lines, as well as hastily rebuilding key infrastructures. Approximately 120,000 square miles of land still remains submerged by the superflood. The true extent of the devastation and loss of life will only become clearer once the water begins to recede.
Despite the early warning weather systems, nobody could have predicted the sheer size of this superflood. Many of the 4 million displaced have strongly criticized the People's Party's government for its slow response to the calamity, which has been described as far worse than that of the 2005 great earthquake. Adil Sabi, Press TV at the Rawal Lake in Islamabad.